your taxes hold the key.
The requirements for applying for a taxpayer registration number TRN have been revised. The changes took effect on June 1, 2013. Where a completed TRN form is submitted along with a certified photograph, it must now be accompanied by a declaration for certifying official form. The declaration form is available at tax offices and on TAJ's website, jamaicatax.gov.jm. This form is to be completed by the certifying official, such as a Justice of the Peace, JP, Minister of Religion, Attorney at Law, School Principal, Member of Parliament, Senior Civil Servant, Senior Police Officer, or Medical Doctor. In the case where photos are signed by a JP, the JP is reminded to quote their assigned JP number. For further information, call our Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP. Or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Your taxes hold the key.
In today's program, we look at the importance of jury service in the justice system. What is the role of the jury and who can serve as a juror? Get the facts now. First off, a jury is a group of persons drawn from civil society sworn to give a verdict in a legal case on the basis of evidence presented in the court. Any resident of Jamaica able to speak, read and write English can serve as a juror. But there are some exceptions. So if you fall into any of the following categories, you cannot serve as a juror. You are under 18 or over 70 years of age. You're not a member of the Commonwealth. You're awaiting trial in the resident magistrates or circuit court for offenses such as murder, shooting with intent, and unlawful wounding. Some traffic violations are exempted from the list of offenses. You're also disqualified from jury duty if you're imprisoned or have served a term of more than 6 months. A jury list is compiled for each court term. Here's how the jury list is compiled. The voters list, prepared by the Electoral Commission of Jamaica, is sent to the superintendent of police in charge of each parish. The superintendent then sends the list to the resident magistrate for the parish. A special sitting is held with the resident magistrate and selected justices of the peace, where the voters list is examined. Another special sitting is held to finally settle the jury list. Murder, manslaughter, rape, carnal abuse and buggery, robbery with aggravation, wounding with intent, abduction and kidnapping, arson, treason, trafficking in persons, fraud and other related offenses are among cases tried by a jury. When an accused pleads not guilty, a jury is selected to try the case. After all the evidence is presented and closing statements are given by the prosecution and defense, the judge then sums up the case to the jury. The judge will give directions in law and remind jurors of the prominent facts of the case. The jury must then apply these directions to the facts that have been proven. Jurors are the supreme judges of the facts, whereas the judge is the supreme judge of the law. After the conclusion of the summation by the judge, the jury will be invited to retire to consider its verdict. In criminal cases, the jury does not play a role in the sentencing of convicted persons. It is the judge who imposes the sentence after a verdict of guilt has been returned by the jury. Remember, jury service is an important civic duty. It offers you the opportunity to participate in the administration of justice in Jamaica. And the availability of sufficient jurors ensures a speedier system of justice. That's it for today's edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.